And he is here. Mike Peck is with us to talk Ice Hogs action. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Oh, great.
Good, good. So here's the question we're kicking around here as you walk into the studio. Who's the most famous person you met unexpectedly in a weird place? Kind of like you were just at an airport or somewhere and, you know, somebody comes up to you and you're like, oh my gosh, it's you.
We had a caller just call in and say that he met Flava Flav at an airport.
Yeah. No way. Yeah. Brushes of greatness, right?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I'd have to think of it. I mean, one that comes to mind, it wasn't unexpected from the standpoint of I knew he was going to be there, but Dierks Bentley, one year, we were down in Oklahoma City when they were in the American Hockey League. He was playing in a concert across the street. We played in the convention center, and Dierks plays hockey. He travels with his gear.
Really?
Yeah. So the guy for Live Nation who's like the regional
promoter. The promoter?
Promoter, yeah. I can't remember what his name is. He's a big Hawks fan. He's from Chicago. So he called up our GM Mark Bernard and asked if Dierks could skate after our practice, after our morning skate, and if we could hook up some of their bandmates with gear. So Dierks Bentley, after our morning skate, came out with his band. Brian is the guy's name, the guy from Live Nation. And Brian came out. He skates too. So, we all got to chat with Dierks Bentley a little bit. It was funny. Everybody was wearing Ice Hog stuff except for Dierks. He was wearing Oklahoma City stuff. I don't think they were going to let him. So that was pretty cool. But that wasn't quite unexpected, like the brushness of greatness if you're walking through like an airport or like in Vegas. I'm sure something in Vegas, a lot of people probably have those stories.
Sure, sure.
You guys have any of that?
We were talking about the Property Brothers. I was at a convention having a beverage in the hotel lobby, and the Property Brothers happened to walk through.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
I was at a restaurant in Dubuque, Iowa, and walked into Kevin Burkhart, the broadcaster for Fox, and Alex Rodriguez.
Oh,
A-Rod.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
In Dubuque,
in
Iowa.
Dubuque. Yeah. Well, they're probably there
It was the day before.
Yeah,
the day before the Field of Dreams.
And you know what? They never even paid for his drinks.
Yeah.
You would think they would pick up his tab.
Right?
No, they didn't pick up the tab. So, all right, so speaking of tabs, looking at the schedule, there's only a few games remaining for the Ice Hogs this season.
Yes, we have 10 games left, 5 home, 5 on the road. Tonight, teams in Manitoba. And we could talk magic number. Because we're getting close to the postseason. Our magic number is 14 points right now. So any combinations of points gained by the Ice Hogs and points lost right now by the Wolves, that number goes down. So we win tonight, it goes down by 2 points.
Got it. Yeah. So it's just anybody out there who's trying to, figure out how likely playoffs are for the Ice Hogs. Maybe they don't know how all the wins and points and things work. What are the maybe a percent chance that the Ice Hogs are making the playoffs?
I'd say 80% chance right now,
yeah.
If not better.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's a really good chance, and we still have a chance to move up too in the standings a little bit. So
very cool. All right. So the next home game is
next Friday and Sunday. Actually, the team after tonight is off till next Friday night. So right, it's like a week off. It's like a bye week in the middle at the end of the season, I guess. But next Friday, we got $2 beers next Friday. And the next Sunday is our Pucks and Paws night. So you can bring your dog out to the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no
very
bones
cool.
About it. You got to bring your dog to that. It is a big night.
But yes.
It is. It's fun to hear. You're sitting there watching hockey and hear random dog barks around the arena. So it's pretty cool.
And then when the horn goes off for your goal, the dogs are all barking.
Yeah. So Chris Toltzman last year tried to play a doorbell. He did. He did play doorbell looking for a reaction. We got nothing.
Nothing. You got to do the doorbell. You got to do a squeaky toy. You got to do the ring doorbell. So many people have the ring doorbell
now.
Oh,
there you go.
Do like the wind chimes, you know, and dogs will freak out for that one.
And I'm just waiting for someone to dress up as a mailman and walk around the arena, too.
And then April 8th coming up, it's Screw City night. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be an awesome night. Our big jersey auction night. Wearing those Screw City jerseys again. And you guys are going to be out there. It's going to be an awesome night.
We can't wait. And the Screw City hats are going to be there, too, for the first 1,500 fans. It's going to be a great night, top to bottom. We're excited to do it with you guys.
Yeah, it's the best time of year. The hockey's the best. Everyone's on top of their game, fighting for playoff positioning, and it's a lot of fun. So can't wait for those final 5 games.
Now, the season's slipping through our fingertips. You got to get your tickets now at icehogs.com or through the bullrockford.com. Thanks, Mike, for popping in.
Awesome. Have a great weekend, you guys.
Go Hogs.
And I'm surprised you didn't say the most famous person you ever met was one of us. That's what I was hoping.
Or Hammy.
That wasn't unexpected anymore.